Over the years, you've heard us feature some towns in the heartland of America that served as POW camps during World War II. Today, we head to North Central Iowa, where a group of folks keep alive the story of the prisoners, guards, and the farm families where many of those POWs worked. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
During World War II, thousands of POWs from Germany, Italy, and Japan were sent to the American heartland. One of those sites was Camp Algona, Iowa.
It was fairly typical, actually, of most of the camps around the country. The prisoners were treated according to the Geneva Convention, and as a result, they did a lot of farm work, which was very vital to keeping our economy going.
Jerry Yoakum helped share the story from the Camp Algona Museum.
It would be 287 acres is the size of the camp, and it could house up to 3,000 at one time. From the beginning until the end, there were about 10,000 German prisoners that came through.
Other nationalities were housed here as well.
First prisoners were Italians. They cleaned up the construction site. They left to go to other places. Usually, you didn't see Germans and Italians housed at the same time. Although they were allies, they were not comrades.
Algona was one of the major camps, with smaller camps, sometimes over 100 miles away, receiving prisoners from here.
The satellite camps were much smaller. The smallest one might be around 50. Fairmont had about 500 prisoners, and it all depended on what their labor needs were.
The soldiers guarding those prisoners were often men able to serve in the military, but not fit for duty overseas. Hundreds of civilians also took jobs at the camp, which operated from 1944 to 46. The buildings were torn down and sold, and the site is now home to the National Guard Armory. But the legacy of those prisoners and the families they worked for remains. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.